wearing women's clothes, messed around with gender roles, dye my eyes and call me pretty.
Moyle Show
with Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. How you doing? It's Wednesday, and I'm Chris Moyle. Well, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks to Adam Brown. He's a bear.
Adam Brown.
He's a bear.
Radio X.
Can I just say that was a bit of a fluke? I haven't put my glasses on yet.
I'm so old, my memory's a bit hazy.
But I need glasses to see the words on the screen.
Ew.
But I think I knew where the Adam Brown He's a Bear jingle was. Adam Brown.
Adam Brown.
He's a bear.
Radio X.
But if I'd have hit the button next to that the jingle, I would have gone, thanks very much to Adam Brown.
I'm free.
Which is...
it's not as good.
Very different.
Very different.
Adam.
I'm free.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you free, Mr. Brown?
I'm free.
That's lovely.
Can you see any other clips? Can you see I'm Dominic Boobs?
No. No. I can see.
I can't see that.
Oh, my God, Jackie.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Bracky.
Yeah, I'm Bracky.
Well, live on Global Player, if you want to watch, what's Global Player? It's the official Radio X app.
It's good.
And it's called Global Player. Now, I'm going to tell you a lovely little story. When we came to help launch Radio X, which sounds very big-headed, but we all did, apart from James. He was on work experience.
No, that's it.
I was upstairs.
He was. Just doing his GCSEs.
I was doing work experience.
That time I met you, your dad, JK, brought you in to sit in the studio.
That's right. Not,
JK is not my dad.
Yes. Anyway, and Kelly's your mum.
Okay, yeah.
So we had an app, the Radio X app. It was great. And Capital, which we also own down the corridor, they had an app, Capital App. And LBC had an app, and Classic FM had an app. And then this company's got so many radio stations, each radio station had to have an app. And somebody, and I don't know who, somebody in the building went, why have we got all these apps when we could just have one app?
Ah.
And unbelievably, their voice was heard.
Yeah.
And a few years later, and £18 billion of Ashley Tabor King's money, because he wanted to get it right, and we end up with the Global Player app. So that becomes the official Radio X app, Global Player. The official Capital app, Global Player. The official Classic FM app, Global Player. then all the stations just have one. It's lovely. You can change the icon if you want. Mm-hmm. So the icon for mine is not the G for Global Player, it's the Radio X logo.
That's it, mine's lovely. The same, just Radio X.
And you know what? I've said it a million times before, it's bloody brilliant. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
I open it up, I've got, you can pick your favourite stations, so I've got all my eight favourite stations there, so for what, Radio X is the default, so it goes to Radio X. I've got Capital Dance on there. I like to listen to Club Capital Dance on a Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock with Max Tyler.
Mm.
And I've got Heart 80s on there. Love a bit of 80s music. LBC. What not? Radio X 90s, I think it is. It's great. Then you can do catch up. So if I want to listen to Johnny's show, if I didn't hear Johnny's show yesterday and I want to listen to it today while I'm training, beep, beep, beep. Boom, it's on. It's super fast.
Straight away. Yeah, yeah.
I subscribe to certain shows so I can hear them whenever I like Nick Abbott on LBC.
Mm.
So he's on at the weekend late at night, any day this week. Today, on the way home, I can go beep, beep, beep. That's it. Three buttons, I can listen to Nick Abbott's show from Friday night. It's great. It's got playlists on there. It's got podcasts on there. It's got news on there. It's got the blooming weather on there. It's great. And then it works in your car. It's brilliant. And every morning we stream live on it. And we do the first half an hour live. And we're live right now and you can watch. It's really simple. And that worked a treat.
Mm.
The other day, LBC launched its own app.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And I'm like,
hang on.
Hold on. We seem to have gone backwards.
Is Global Player not good enough for them?
I heard James O'Brien the other day going, oh, yes, you might see that on the LBC app, or it's on the LBC app. And I'm like, he means Global Player.
Mm.
No, they've just launched their own app. They're breaking away, Dom. They're like Scotland.
Why are they doing this, Chris?
I don't know.
Why are they doing this?
It's more focused on news articles.
Right.
So you can get your news.
Well, then I want to break away too, so we can be more focused on Oasis.
Yeah, that would work, wouldn't it?
I downloaded it.
The what?
I downloaded it.
The LBC app?
Yes.
I refuse to. I refuse to because I am loyal to Global Player.
Yes.
Okay?
Disloyal.
Thank you very much. You are disloyal to Global Player. Global Player hates you.
So, is LBC still on the Global Player app as well?
Well, it shouldn't be, in my opinion. It's taken off.
It's done a branch out.
Yeah, it's still on there.
Yeah.
I see.
Now, if I open up the Global Player app on my phone, it will play automatically my preferred station, which is genuinely Radio X, since they got rid of Capital Disney. So I will press the Radio X button there and it will open up. Watch this, how quick it is.
Take it off. Still a branch out.
Yeah, it's still on there.
Yeah.
I see.
Now, there's me talking, but look there. There's a video. There's a fella there talking. A good-looking man. Is it George Clooney? Let's press it and find out. I press it.
So I will press the Radio X button there.
It's me!
Wow.
Live!
Clever, isn't it?
Sound and pictures.
Yeah, I see. In a khaki tee.
But look there.
It's that quick if you want to watch the show. But Chris, it wants me to register. Oh, so that means you've never used it before, you've just downloaded it. Then register, it will take seconds.
Yeah, it's about 30 seconds, it's very quick.
30 seconds for someone like Dominic, but younger person, under 70...
2 seconds.
Do it in seconds.
Yeah.
And then you can watch the show every day. And if you miss it, you can watch it later. And some days it's worth watching. I'll be honest, some days not really.
Hmm.
But if you want to see what we all look like, maybe you don't know. Maybe you still think I'm 18 stone with a goatee beard and hair down to my shoulders.
Yeah.
No,
that was 1998.
That was back in the day. The day.
Pippa doesn't change. She looks exactly the same as she did 20 years ago.
I didn't change, but my hair stayed the same. I think having the same hair is key. Like, me and Dom are the same like that.
We're the same. Yeah. Our heads haven't changed.
Heads haven't changed.
Not really.
No. Still the same head.
James is...
And then little James Robinson, if you're not watching, let me explain. In the studio, there's a cot, and in that cot is James Robinson.
Not in a
Because he's a baby.
You've had a lovely haircut, James.
Baby.
I have had a holiday haircut.
Holiday haircut.
It looks nice.
A trim.
Very nice.
Fresh lid.
Do you go where Captain goes for his haircuts, or do you go...
Crappy cuts.
Oh, is it crappy cuts?
Don't go to crappy cuts.
James goes to fancy ones.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know where he goes for his haircut.
I didn't go there.
You didn't?
No, he's busy.
To your boutique?
I didn't go to there. The convenience.
First class, this is where I live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cheap holiday expert, whatever.
I do like...
A luxury holiday expert.
You know, if you own cheap holiday expert, that means you can fly first class around the world and drink champagne.
That's what it is. That's
have your hair cut in a boutique hotel.
That's what the cheap means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't go and see Joe.
I saw Joe getting his hair cut by somebody else the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. Because, you know, if you Sorry, Dom. I looked at you then, Pippa. You know when you get your hair cut, find somebody who gets you, and you like what they do with your hair, so they know and it's easy.
My friend John,
right? And they're great. John's great, isn't he? He's brilliant. He's a brilliant stylist. I call him.
Yeah,
I call him a stylist.
He does everything.
Oh, he's brilliant. But who cuts John's hair?
Yeah,
he can't cut it himself.
Can you?
No.
He's a Dom.
Is he?
Mm. Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's dumb.
And he's a hairdresser. The irony there. Mm.
Maybe he can do it himself.
Yeah.
No, he's bald.
Well, anyway, this doesn't help. That was a bad example. Anyway, I saw the guy that cuts James's hair.
Yes.
I saw him getting his hair cut the other day.
Oh.
And I was really, really polite. Because you know, it's quite quiet in that
area. Very quiet.
I went, about bloody time and all. And then I walked off.
That's not, he'll like that.
Because I am a child and I can't help myself.
I bet he's overly critical if whoever's cutting his hair, he must be.
On a lady version of that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's about blooming time.
I shouldn't go down this route, but I'm going to anyway.
Uh-oh.
Please do.
Mm. Oh, hey. Oh, wait.
Who?
Feels like we're here now.
Let me get some popcorn.
Who does your waxing?
Who does my waxing?
Who does the waxing?
Joe does my waxing.
Someone does yours, but who does theirs? You know?
I guess you can't do it yourself.
I mean, I think some people can.
Right, okay.
But, like, it's fiddly.
It's fiddly and... It's risk. It's big risk there.
I don't get it. Why can't you not do it yourself? You put your leg up on the table and you wax from the ankle up to the knee.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You can do that, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Why can't you wax your own legs?
Well, it's for the more like...
What?
Come on, Pip.
Intimate areas.
Intimate
areas. I shouldn't say that on breakfast radio. That's bad.
What do you mean? What do you mean, intimate?
Oh,
your ears.
Shush, James. Don't ruin it. What do you mean?
Oh, no, I've immediately decided to change tact. I was just giving a lady's perspective.
Right.
I may have read the room wrong. I might have misunderstood you.
Yeah. It wasn't sexual.
Are you asking one of us to do it?
Right. I think you've read the room.
Right, okay, sorry. I thought you were saying, but who's going to do it?
No.
Because, I mean, I've never done it before, but I'll give it a go.
Never said
that. No, that was completely off piece.
I'll take a look.
Is that gaffer tape, James?
Parcel tape.
I've never done it before, Pippa. I'll be honest, I will have to put around and give you an estimate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be like this. Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Because she lives in a big house.
I might have to get Dominic in on this.
Yeah.
This is 2-3 days.
Has anyone ever... Have you ever had a...
A back.
No.
I do. I mean, a balmy bleaching. I don't really do anything.
Yeah. That's it.
Really? Bleaching? Oh.
Domestos.
I love it.
You shouldn't use Domestos.
Don't do that.
Different kind of bleaching James, I think.
Yeah, please don't do that, everyone.
Again, reading the room slightly differently there.
Yeah.
Hey, changing conversation.
Yes.
Congratulations to every single Sunderland fan.
Oh, yes.
I doubt there'll be many listening this morning because, oh, my God.
Mm.
I was getting ready to go to bed and I thought, I'll watch a little bit of the game. And so I put it on my phone, and while I'm getting ready and brushing my teeth and getting my stuff out for the morning and everything, then I got into bed, and then Tiff's into the bedroom, and then she's brushing her teeth. And then the next thing is, they're extra time is pretty much up. It's going to go to penalties. This is Sunderland versus Coventry City.
Is this in the Championship fighting for promotion?
This is fighting to go to the playoff final at Wembley to get that third spot.
Forgot about the playoffs.
For those of you who don't know about football, so the first two teams from the Championship go to the Premier League. That's the top two teams. And then third, fourth, fifth and sixth, they play for a chance to lose at Wembley so they can be in the Championship again for another season. I think that's what we did.
That's pretty much how it works.
That's what we did, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, a couple of times.
A couple of times.
Anyway, so 15 minutes of extra time each half. It's like the 31st minute, and Sunderland scored.
Yeah.
At Sunderland, and it went off.
Yeah.
And they are going to Wembley. So it's going to be Sheffield United versus Sunderland.
Well done, Sunderland.
And the playoff finals at Wembley. Commiserations to...
Oh.
As a Leeds United fan, can I just say, commiserations to Frank Lampard.
Yeah. That's from the heart. That. Oh, yeah. Super goals.
Of old Frank.
We didn't love it.
Super goals. Not enough goals.
No.
It's mixed emotions for me.
Yeah.
I'm delighted for Sunderland, but I was literally at Coventry City's ground, a week or two ago?
Mm.
And I'm like, I was so happy for them that they stayed in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I've met Frank Lampard a few times. Now, as a Leeds United fan, you got to hate him, right?
Mm.
He's all right.
He's actually a really nice guy.
He's actually a very nice fella.
Yeah.
Him and Christine are very nice.
Yeah.
But I can't say that out loud because I get banned from Elland Road.
Exactly.
And so, you know, that one game every two seasons I go to.
Yeah.
I won't be allowed in.
You won't
get
to go.
I won't be allowed in.
I heard you say it.
No, you didn't.
I did, yeah.
You didn't.
You said it at the microphone.
You didn't? What did you hear me say?
That you like Frank Lampard.
No, he's a pig. He's got trotters. He's actually got trotters.
Chris said he smells.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what he does? He calls newborn babies ugly. He walks into the local maternity ward and he goes, ugly, 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 ugly.
Really?
That's what he does, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he needs binoculars to see.
Needs binoculars to see?
Oh, famously.
Yeah. I don't like him. He's not nice.
Not the best for being a manager, then, is it, on the pitch?
And his wife, she's lovely.
Yeah, she is really lovely.
She's a right nice person.
Yeah.
Steady on.
Oh, God. She's, so it's a bit of a weird one, but I'm happy for the Sunderland fans.
Yeah.
But it is the
that's going to be a hell of a game.
Of it.
Sunderland Sheffield United is going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, it's going to be 1-0.
Is it? Do you think? Wow.
Well, it's the playoff final. It's the final playoff finals at Wembley.
You don't want to lose.
It's never a 5-4 thriller, is it?
No, not really. It'll be good.
So there you are. So yes, I watched that just before I went to bed. And when Sunderland scored, I went, "Oh my god!" And Tiff bounced into the room, going with halfway through brushing her teeth, going, "What?" Mm. And I'm like, "Oh, Sunderland just scored," and she went,
what did she do?
She thought there was a problem. Oh. I'm like, Frank.
You'd have met Frank back in the day when you were at Chelsea.
Yeah, I did.
Nice guy.
Lovely man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice man.
Good.
I was in the Frank Lampard days.
Yeah.
We love it.
Whose bottom did you see again?
Carlton Cole. Never forget.
Yeah, saw his bottom. Was that day one of the job?
Not day one,
right?
But pretty soon in. Enough to know that I shouldn't be looking at it.
Well, you were hanging out in the men's changing room, weren't you?
Training ground. I hid round the corner so that
you could
Claudio
see his bottom.
Ranieri couldn't see me.
Right.
I remember it very clearly.
Crazy
just like
day.
Sauntering down the corridor like
thing. Yeah.
Anyway.
Here's my bottom. That's what he was saying.
That's what Dan Walker does.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Does what?
Yeah.
When he's put some Beethoven on.
Saunters down the corridor with the bottom hanging out. Yeah.
Bottom out.
Actually, it has got quite a long corridor.
Oh, he loves it.
Classic FM.
Wangling and a dangling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he's playing.
Yeah.
And then while he's got that
while he's got that the wangling dangling on.
Huge at wangling.
Fourth movement.
That's wangling and a dangling on Classic FM with a fourth movement.
Mm. Oh, pardon me.
Matt Everson's team is potentially in the playoffs, isn't it?
Who's he?
Charlton, isn't he? Charlton yeah. Athletic.
Not who's he.
He's our boss. Yeah, he's our boss, but yeah,
they play tomorrow night, I think. Is it Stockport, Leighton Orient tonight? Is that right?
Tomorrow night against Wickham, you're right.
So there you go. Now, what's Kate text? Oh, Kate text saying, poor Frankie. That's Frank Lampard. Because Kate knows Frank and
Christine.
Oh,
yes, she does.
He did a good job. They were 17th when he went into Coventry, Frank.
Yeah.
He's done very well.
Yeah. Hasn't he?
Does Kate kind of go out for dinner and drinks with Frank and Christine and stuff? Does she know in that
sure.
well?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
I was just wondering, you know.
Mm. Proper mates.
Yeah.
Yeah, proper mates.
Mm.
Soon? Is it too soon?
Yeah, too soon.
Too soon, sorry.
Matter of hours ago, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a nice man.
He's a nice man, actually. He is, yeah. He's a nice man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Kate knows them all. Kate knows all
does
the favourites. Yeah, really, I've got a
she?
Great story to tell you off the air. Oh. Anyway, morning, Kate.
Great.
Morning, Kate.
I didn't know she was in with all the Chelsea lot.
Kate put a picture of her garden on Instagram the other day, and it's a lovely little area.
It's a roof terrace.
Oh, it looks lovely.
Oh. It is, but she didn't also post a picture that you had to climb through the window out the kitchen to get onto it and stick your arse out in somebody's face. Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah. You wouldn't get Alan Titchmarsh doing that, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, does he do that as well?
Oh, Titters. Oh, yeah, he loves it, doesn't he? Yeah. He loves it. Yeah. You know what he's into, don't you?
Gardening.
You know what he's into.
What, gardening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Green
loves,
fingers.
Loves yeah. a bit. Yeah, loves a bit. Growing the old herbs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't. You can't say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a Basil, national treasure. Probably.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Weed. You know, he loves weed. It.
Stay off the drugs, Alan, was yeah. the last
massive,
thing you said.
He's a massive pothead.
Is he?
Yeah, massive pothead.
He's a pothead.
Sits at home listening to Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Smoking the doobies.
Really?
Loves it, yeah.
Wow.
Eating pot noodle is his favourite dish.
Oh, I see.
Of which, by the way, our studio smells of pot noodle today.
It does.
There is a smell of fried
it's a mixture
food.
Of pot noodle and KFC gravy we've worked out.
Yeah. For libelous reasons, we probably should say that Alan Titchmarsh doesn't do that.
Yeah, he does. A massive
he
pothead.
He eats pot noodle.
Okay. Loves his drugs.
Plant pots, no, we mean.
That was a joke.
Plant
yeah.
pot.
Yeah, for legal reasons, pot. Alan, don't sue me.
Yeah, he does not.
He doesn't. Mind you, he won't be listening. You know why?
Why?
Because he'll be asleep from all the drugs.
Morning, Alan.
See, that's how you get out of a legal wrangle.
He told you off before, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, but to be fair.
Who, Alan did?
That was Alan come in to tell you off?
We were doing the show from the other side of the building, and I found an old transistor radio, like with an aerial. And I thought, oh, I'll switch it on and I'll try and find something. I'll try. And I was scrolling through like that. And I found some from foreign radio station playing some music in a different language. And I thought it'd be funny to turn it really loud so you guys would hear it.
Hmm.
Didn't realise he was in the studio next door to us.
He was doing some work.
Recording.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Alan Titchmarsh. In 1400, Beethoven wrote a song or something. Anyway, what out of the radio, it's bleeding into his studio.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's
and
it.
He basically came out to say, what the bloody hell's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. I knew we were told off for something.
Should never upset Alan.
And I didn't know he was in there, to be fair. But yeah, and it was I was making a proper racket. So he's in there going, I'm Alan Titchmarsh. Vivaldi was one of the great composers of his time. Writing.
What the bloody hell is that?
And there's me being really happy with myself. And he just. The door flies open and I went. It was like being caught by the teacher.
Yeah, it was.
It's like royalty, isn't it?
Yeah.
God, it reminded me of when I was at school in Leeds and I got caught behind the bike sheds finishing my homework.
Right.
And the teacher went, Miles! And I went, what are you doing? And I went, nothing. Is that maths? I went, no, it's pornography. And he went, give it to me. Where are your cigarettes?
I don't have any, sir.
Here, smoke these.
Really?
Yeah. If I catch you again actually doing work, I'll tell your parents.
Wow, it's a different type of school you went to.
What's that?
Leeds, yeah.
Yeah.
Leeds, yeah.
That's what happened there.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. What else is there to talk about? It's a bit chilly this morning. You didn't warn us about that, did you, Mr. Weatherman?
Do you know what, though? The temperature isn't cold, but the air is cold.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Well, there's a bit of a wind chill, isn't there?
Oh.
There's a bit of a wind chill going on.
In Leicester Square, it is a hive of activity, by the way, to show you.
It's
show
so
you.
Busy.
It's heaving.
Oh, well, because there's a premiere, which I didn't think was tonight. I thought it was tomorrow. So they do these premieres in Leicester Square. If you've ever seen a premiere of a movie in the UK, it's generally Leicester Square in London. And it's right outside our studio.
Literally, through just that window. Yeah.
And they often have the walkway, so the stars, the movie, walk down the walkway and they go into the cinema. Now, if they've got a bit of dough, they might have two walkways. They might take over two bits of Leicester Square. And if they've got proper bucks, a lot of money, they actually have something in the square, in the middle of the square, i.e. the square in Leicester Square.
Yes.
And then outside the cinema. And if they've got Tom Cruise Mission Impossible money, they build a massive set inside the square.
Mm-hmm.
Screens, walkways, everything. And then they do that.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening right now. It's
tomorrow
the Mission Impossible premiere tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And
it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're still building it.
I know,
yeah. Well, they started on Monday.
It's a big build.
Huge.
It is massive.
People were queuing to try and get in it.
I think you queue up to get tickets.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're first in premiere. Queue. So I think a wristband, or something like that, I think.
Anyway, speaking of which, just ahead of the release of the brand new Mission Impossible film, we will speak to Mr. Simon Pegg. Hey, Simon Pegg. Can't do that anymore. Right.
Yeah. I nearly joined it.
That's it. Simon Pegg, Tom
Cruise. That's
it. Yeah. Anyway, Simon Pegg, my old mate.
Yeah.
From Mission Impossible, is on the show later talking about the film and lots of other stuff. We're switching the cameras off. Dominic has the news at 7 o'clock next. Wave your mother.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
With LV, I can get my home insurance from just £179. They've made it easy for me to get a great price. And their 24/7 emergency helpline lets me look after what matters to me. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £179 or less August 2024 to January 2025. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mom's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, and the twins are saving the universe. Again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4pm. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Can I get a woo?
there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
May we have your attention? Introducing the Volkswagen May Sale. Get £750 on top of existing offers on the amazing Polo, the made for adventure T-Roc, and the electric ID4. Major. Visit your nearest Volkswagen retailer. You may just find the car you've been looking for. I said it was in May, right?
Yes.
Sale ends Monday the 19th of May.
Stop it.
Search Volkswagen May Sale. T's and C's apply. Retail buyers only. Order by 19th of May. Registered by 30th of August 2025. Volkswagen Finance.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to the show. Thanks for waking up and choosing the Chris Miles Show on Radio X. No, seriously, because there's loads of rubbish shows out there that you could choose. The fact that you've chosen this rubbish show warms my heart. Thank you very much. If I can find it. It's swimming around in cholesterol somewhere in there. Simon Pegg is on the show today, just ahead of the new Mission Impossible movie. Is it the last Mission Impossible movie? Is it the last one?
Well,
they can't stop doing them, can they? We'll talk to Simon later. Dominic Burns got your news, sport and weather. First, though, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, Radio X can reveal frontline workers, including doctors, nurses and teachers, are being assaulted in Britain every 2 minutes. Lewis Hughes is an NHS doctor working in West Scotland.
Sometimes you're in the middle of a consultation and the hairs are standing up in the back of your neck. You know, the threat is present, but you still have a responsibility to provide care to people. And so you stay in unsafe situations that, you know, if you were out in the street and you felt like that, you would run.
The government says violence towards hardworking staff is unacceptable. In other news, Donald Trump's expected to meet Syria's new leader later after announcing he will ease sanctions to give the country a chance at peace. Ahmad al-Sharra last year deposed the former dictator Bashar Assad. The president is on a 4-day trip to the Middle East, where yesterday he agreed a £600 billion defence deal with Saudi Arabia. The Menendez brothers have been given a chance at freedom after a judge reduced their sentence, allowing them to apply for parole. Eric and Lyle have spent 35 years in prison for the murder of their parents. That was in Beverly Hills back in 1989. They were sentenced to life without parole, but that's been reduced to 50 years following evidence their father abused them. And 12,000 civil servants will be moved out of London to cut costs. The government claims closing 11 offices in the capital is expected to save £94 million a year as jobs are moved to new regional campuses across the country.
Sport.
Sunderland have kept their hopes of promotion to the Premier League alive with a dramatic extra-time playoff win over Coventry City. Dan Ballard scored in the 122nd minute last night, securing them a 1-1 draw at the Stadium of Light, meaning they go through 3-2 on aggregate.
It's what dreams are made of, really. I mean, the fans today were absolutely incredible, and it was just feeling like it wasn't going to be our day, and all the lads were desperate to give them something to celebrate, and what a dramatic final, and stuff dreams are made of.
So they'll face Sheffield United in the final at Wembley later this month. And British tennis number one Jack Draper takes on Carlos Alcaraz for a place in the last four. That's in the Italian Open later. The Spaniard leads their head-to-head, but lost in a memorable semi-final match at Indian Wells earlier this year. And England boss Serena Wiegmann says she wants to give everyone a fair chance before naming her squad for this summer's Women's Euros. She's named a 27-player camp for the upcoming Nations League matches. That's against Portugal and Spain. but she'll have to trim that by 4 for the tournament in Switzerland.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Should be a mostly dry, warm and sunny day. There are a few showers again in the southwest of England. Temperatures hitting 24 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
All right.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Right, morning. If you just switched the radio on, thank you for listening. It's funny that you say that because a lot of people listen to the show not on a radio. Mm. So they'll be listening through their Alexa. Or they'll be listening through their phone or their laptop or iPad or whatever.
True.
So, but thanks. TV. We still call it radio. We still are on the radio. In London and Manchester, we're still on crappy, rubbishly. I've just invented that word. It's the, it's the greatest word. It's the best word.
Everyone said it's the best word.
Still on FM in Manchester and certain parts of London.
Yes.
Where you can get the signal. Broadcasting live on FM in stereo. In stereo. Oh, we used to have a Paul Turner stereo jingle, didn't we?
Yes.
Let me see if I can find that. Oh, where would that... Hey, Captain, are you in there?
Hello, I'm going to find it for you now.
Yeah, thank you. Did you make that? No.
No, I didn't, actually.
No, I think...
Matt did, didn't he?
I think,
it was
Matt. Turtle Killer made it.
That's it.
So...
I like it. It's dirty.
What, the jingle?
Hello.
Hello, yeah, is that what you're saying?
Hello.
Okay.
Thank you.
You've gone mad, haven't you?
Mummy.
What?
Mummy.
Oh. What about mummy?
I want to see your bottom.
No, okay, stop.
Oh, no.
Right.
We don't put those two together, do we?
Ed says, I'm going to the football with my Uncle Phil tonight. I reckon it's going to be Stockport 3, Leighton Orient 0. That's okay. That's what he says.
Good luck.
There you are. Enjoy. What else? I didn't realise Devo was a Charlton fan. He's gone up in my estimation, says Dad in Essex. Yeah, but for Devo to go up in your estimation, it still doesn't go very high. I am listening. I am Matt Deverson. I am the boss. Sang. Anyway, sang. Oh, my Lord. Trained again yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
With your trainer?
No, on my own.
Oh, just on your own.
I'm still late from Monday's session. It's Wednesday. And I watched... I did about half an hour of weights and stuff.
Mm.
Trying to, you know, get my arms pumped up like Arnie. Yeah,
like Arnie Arms.
What?
Arnie Arms.
No. Arnie Hodgkinson runs a local pet shop.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's got tiny arms. And then I got on the treadmill and I just walked. But then every time I go on the treadmill and I walk, I get a bit bored, so I do a bit of a jog. And then I walk. And
well,
then
it
I
is.
Do a bit of a jog. And then I do a bit of a walk.
Yeah.
But what I did was I put on a walking program on the... Because I've got a Peloton treadmill. Something like
that on the telly.
Huh?
I thought you meant on the telly.
No. So I put a walking program on. Like, I'm watching Alan Titchmarsh and Gloria Hunniford going up the three peaks.
Oh, I'd watch that. Yeah.
Anyway, so, but I didn't realise. So I'm walking and then I get a bit bored. So I'm like, do you know what? I'll run for a minute. I'll jog for a minute at 5 miles an hour and then I'll walk again. And then I'll jog for a minute at 5.1 miles an hour, walk again. And then I was just getting a bit faster with my runs. Anyway, I wasn't paying attention. And all of a sudden, I'm like, Jesus, this is hard work. God, Lord, I'm really struggling. And I sort of realised the incline was going up because when you do a program, you can automatically have the incline move to what they want it to be.
Right.
And it was going up to 10.5.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's going upstairs.
So I suddenly got into my jog / easy run at like 5.5 miles an hour. Mm. And I'm like, God, oh, Lord.
Mm.
God, this is... Am I moving? I'm moving. Oh, bloody 10.5! It's going up 10.5! I almost flew off the thing.
That is a steep incline.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Put that back down.
Would you ever, like, train for an event? Like, do an event and then you've got something to aim for?
Oh. I did. It was goddamn slim to get me out of it.
Ah, yeah.
And I trained so that they didn't have to roll me into the...
I see.
The woods.
You were in tip-top
shape. Or jungle,
shape,
as they call it. Yeah. I was in good shape for it, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever do another long race like the Great North Run? Would you ever do something like that ever again?
I genuinely don't think I'd ever do a marathon.
No.
What about High Rocks? Everyone talks about High Rocks.
What's High Rocks?
I don't really know.
Oh.
But isn't everyone doing something called High Rocks?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Oh.
I've never heard. Are you sure these are not drugs?
Yeah.
I don't think.
They might the kind of people you hang out with, you know what I mean?
High Rocks does sound
hey,
like...
Hey, Pippa Man, you've got to get into the High Rocks.
I've not seen it. I'm looking for High Rocks. I can't see anything
it's
on High Rocks.
HYROX.
Here's the thing. I don't really like training.
No.
Okay. I don't really get that buzz out of it that everybody gets. Mine is just like, oh, thank God that's finished. I've ticked that box.
I don't think many people get that unless you're mental.
Yeah.
And then what happens is I'm good for a few weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe even a month. And then okay, so I've been training a lot the last few weeks, last month or so.
Mm.
And it varies up, right? So Sunday morning, Tiff and I went for a massive walk for about an hour and a half.
Right.
Right?
That's nice.
Monday, I go to the gym with Jamie. Yesterday, I trained.
Mm.
Now, today, I can't be arsed.
No. See, I'd argue that's okay. Have a rest then.
And it probably is.
Yeah.
But really, I should try and keep the momentum going a bit and do something.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. All I've got to do is like 10 minutes. Is it 10 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes, because 10 minutes is never 10 minutes non-stop. It's do a minute or do 10 press-ups or something. Or whatever, do you know what I mean? But
I couldn't do a marathon or anything like that.
It's not that it's boring. It's hard.
It is. You know, my stepson, Sam, it was the Leeds Marathon on Sunday.
Oh, my
just
God.
Gone.
Did you do it?
He did it.
Stop.
In 3 hours 30.
What?
That is incredible, that's isn't
fast.
It?
Really?
Yeah, and he was feeling a bit ropey beforehand.
Blimey.
How old is he?
He's 21.
Oh, so he's probably out the night before as well. I'm a few beers.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, git.
No sleep.
When I did the Great North Run, I was in bed at like 8:30.
Yeah, pasta the night before.
I had pasta the night before and a bottle of beer out of the mini bar fridge, and I thought it felt really naughty.
Yeah.
And then I got into bed and just lay there, tried to sleep. I bet Sam was out like till 3 o'clock in the
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. Doing the Otley Run and then doing a marathon or something.
Down at Mr. Craig's nightclub.
Is that still going?
No. I think it closed down in about 89. Yeah, it's just hard.
Mm. No, I don't think anyone likes it, do they?
Some people love it. Oh, no, there are people in the gym right now. Do you know what? If you're in the gym right now, take a picture and send it in. 83936 is the text number.
Can't send a picture on text.
Can you not?
No.
You can.
Don't you can.
I believe, James.
Send us a picture on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
0330-33-33-100. You'll never remember the number because it's too complicated. 0330-33-33-100. It's got loads of threes in it.
Yeah, loads of threes.
Once you're down there, it's more fun. The thought of it's not very good, is it?
Captain, can you clip that, please?
7:11:38, Captain.
With pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, let me amend that. Once you've arrived at the gym and you're in your gym kit and you're there and then you've started, it's not as bad.
No, but it is because they make you do things that, like, hurt and they're really difficult.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but by the time you're doing it, you're like, yeah, but I'm working out now.
So, you know those montages you see of people working out in movies and they're really going for it? You know, the Rocky ones, but then there's loads of them and they're just really going for it. And you think, yeah, I'm going to go for it. But the reality is, right, by the third set and the fourth rep, you're like, I can't lift any higher than that.
They don't show you that bit, do they?
Oh, God, look at all the photos coming in now of people in the gym.
Oh, blimey.
People in the gym, they love it.
Dino's just sent a picture of his cat in.
Can I just say, Cheggs has sent a picture.
I just saw Cheggs.
It's not him in the gym. It's him in the van, and he's taking a picture of the guy next to him who's on his phone eating his breakfast.
There you go. Out of a load of tin foil. That looks awesome.
So many people in the gym.
Most people won't be, though, right?
Romana, look at you. John, that's not you, John. Is that you, John? Is that you? Look at the arms on John. He's got gym gloves on. He's got gym gloves.
Then you know it's serious.
Have you seen Ross?
No.
Look at the size of Ross.
Where's Ross?
He's our most muscly listener ever.
Put it in the on-air thing so I can read it. Oh, my God. Okay.
Let's have a look at you, Ross.
Oh, is blimey.
That... Oh, Ross!
Whoa!
Oh, Ross is on the rides.
Oh, you can... Maybe he's...
I bet he's not.
Maybe he's not.
No, hemorrhoids.
Yeah. Oh, he's got the hemorrhoids. Those arms, Ross.
Do you know what?
Incredible.
Love how I look at the picture of him and then I make a joke about him having hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
It's like I've got a death wish,
Ross,
isn't it?
Ross is going to come and get you.
Yeah, but he won't be able to run very fast because his arms are so big he can't swing them.
Oh, you're doubling down.
I'm doubling down, Dom.
Andrew says, I run about 40 miles a week, including... What? 40 miles a week, including two early morning runs. Like this one today.
No, it's not normal.
He ran 9.5 miles.
That's not Ross.
No.
That's Andrew. Look at that! 9.5 miles! What?
I've done a reverse image search.
And?
It's not Ross.
Ah, Ross, you big liar!
Is it not?
Well, anyway, if you're listening in the gym this morning, or if you're listening anywhere and you've got your headphones in, thanks for listening, and don't forget, we're in stereo.
Radio X, broadcasting on your digital radio in stereo. Radio X, broadcasting on your digital radio in stereo.
Stereo, you say? Stereo. Oh, God. Right, it's 7:15. Here is Paul Turner.
Radio X. Coming up, more weirdly compelling chat about the brown water in Whitehaven. Brown Haven's Harbor.
Whitehaven.
Dom will read the letters you've been sending to him in the mail. Plus, the man from Mission Impossible in the Cornetto trilogy, Simon Pegg, is on the show after 8. How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Hey.
Whoa, tell your friends what a load of fun the Chris Moyle Show is having today.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Now, before we continue, here is this morning's thought for the day.
Once you're down there, it's more fun. The thought of it's not very good, is it?
Thank you.
Thank you,
Pat. That was...
welcome.
The Reverend.
The Reverend Pepper Taylor there.
Yeah, thank you.
It's 7:15. So Simon Pegg's on the show. Chatting to our mate, old Peggers. Old Simon. I just call him Simon Pegg. Okay. So it's probably... Simon, my mate Simon, our friend Simon Pegg, on the show this morning at Radio X.
Once you're down there, it's more fun. The thought of it's not very good, is it?
Right.
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be, would you go along with someone? I
See, normally I wouldn't start with a song like this because I like a nice show opener, a power opener that kicks in. But this is such a lovely song. And it's one of those that gets stuck in your head.
It does.
And it's got whistling in. Apart from sitting on the deck of the bay, oh, God, did I just get away with that?
Just about.
Close.
Do you know what? And what a song that would have been.
Sitting on the of the bay.
Yeah, you did get away with that.
I was going to ask you.
Oh, Lord.
I would like to listen back to that.
No, you don't. Right. No, listen again, it's broken.
Oh, is it broken now?
Yeah, you can't even rewind it. I was going to say, apart from the Otis Redding song,
yes,
can you name another song with whistling in?
There aren't many whistling songs, really, are there? I can't think of any.
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Yes. Wind of Change.
Scorpions.
Scorpion, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Scorpions. I used to hate that song. Oh,
that was good.
Listen to the wind of change.
Oh, it's a proper ballad.
Oh, it's okay.
Hit me.
Do you know what, Pippa? I'll save that.
Oh.
That can be the song for you on your last show.
Oh, thanks. I don't like it that much.
Oh, fair enough. All right. The Chris Miles Show. 7:21. We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
There's a reason why the trade go to Selco Builders Warehouse. Right now, it's because we've got a real deal on Vitri Piazza and a light porcelain paving from only £18 per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See online for more real deals or visit your local Selco today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
That charged to 20%.
Wagamama, a place for catch-ups over crispy katsu, freshly made to order. First dates nervously sharing bites of hot honey chicken still steaming from the wok. Or family treats with tiny hands diving fingers first into tasty mini yakisoba. Whatever the occasion, at Wagamama, we're here for the moments that matter.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Rollback is back at Asda, with thousands of prices rolled back across the store and online, including two flaky cod fillets, 260 grams, was £5.21, now just £3.98.
Try recipes the whole family will love, like my delicious fish and chip tacos, which will make any night feel like Friday night. Search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Selected stores and lines subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Where would we be without the curiosity to explore?
It takes us to new places.
It even got us to the moon.
And now there's never been a better time to satisfy your curiosity about electric cars. With great offers in our award-winning range, including the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, available with £2,000 deposit contribution and 0% APR. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Ends 30th June 25. Finance subject to status. Hyundai Motor UK Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer Intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account, 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Be there from 4.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
And as if like magic, we're back in the room.
Radio X.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I've got one person on my website, chrismiles.shop.
Oh.
You know, yesterday,
yeah,
I mentioned my chrismiles.shop website and said, I've got my candles, my Chris Miles candle, right?
Yes.
And I went on and I said, oh my God, there's one person currently on my website. Mm. And it was James.
Yes.
Sat opposite me, yeah. Right?
Oh, he's always on it.
He loves the website.
Anyway, gave it a mention because I was talking about it, and then everybody went on it because I can see when people go on it. And it went from one person to like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
1,000 people. And I said, if everybody bought my candle now, yeah, oh my God, that would be amazing.
Oh, it'd be incredible.
And?
What a Tuesday.
Three people. Now.
Right.
You know, you could argue...
3 out of 1,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
The conversion rate wasn't particularly solid yesterday, no. I'll be honest with you.
That's not a brilliant hit rate, is it, I suppose?
So today, because I can tell how many people have been on, so I know that 15 people have been on my chrismiles.shop today.
Right.
And the conversion percentage at the moment...
Oh, what is it?
Wait, 0.
0%.
Nobody's bought
Right.
James will buy a candle, won't you, James? Quick,
can you buy a candle?
Can you buy a candle?
Can you buy a candle and a diffuser? Why don't you buy loads of hoodies? Because they're not massively selling in this weather at the moment.
Weird, that, isn't it?
Yeah. You can get yourself a t-shirt and then you can wear it while you're looking at cheapholidayexpert.com.
Exactly.
While you're sitting in the office going to hi-yar.com. I'm booking a Dominic Byrne video message that says, hi Pippa, congratulations on your 2 books available on Amazon.
Yes.
Pippa Taylor's Craptic Birthdays.
Gosh.
Do you know, people say to me, Chris, what's the difference between working at Radio X and working at the BBC?
Wow.
And I say, commercial activity. So there you are. Anyway, if you want to have a look at chrismiles.shop and get a video from Dominic and buy Pippa's books and go to cheapholidayexpert.com, you're more than welcome. Sing flowers. This feeder.
He's got a brand.
you try.